the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Saturday saw the end of a journey for Northern Ireland. They were playing Wales on Saturday in Euro 2016. They lost that game 1-0. Which sees them going home after a historic campaign at the Euros. On the phone with me right now is Raymond, our crack Northern Ireland fan. Hello, Ray. How are you?
I'm not too bad today, Anthony. How are you?
Good. Have you gotten over it yet? It's a Monday now. How are you feeling about the journey and Northern Ireland's success, I guess, in some extent, to getting to the final 16?
Yeah, no, it's just a bit of a mental sort of 5 days trying to figure out whether or not we're playing the French, whether we were playing the Welsh, what sort of team we were going to field, and you know what our chances were. But I think once the Welsh draw came through, there was sort of certainly a degree of optimism throughout my Facebook feed amongst friends and family in terms of getting a result. At the end of the day, I have a lot of Welsh friends, and you know I wouldn't begrudge them going on to do great in the tournament. It was just a shame that we actually played quite well against them. I felt that we could have had a result in it. It wasn't a great game of football for the neutral, it has to be said, but from my point of view, I never felt at any stage that they were causing us any great threat. But it was just one moment of sort of brilliance from Gareth Bale across, left Gareth McCauley with no other option other than stick it back in the back of his own net, which is a shame because he's had such a great tournament. And you know, I don't think anyone at home blames him in any way, shape or form for the own goal. I think it was sort of an unfortunate incident that sort of left him with no other option.
Yeah. Well, it's the thing. It was the team were doing really well, actually, at stifling Bale and Ramsey as well. Johnny Evans and Corey Evans did really well. Did you think that at any stage that Northern Ireland had a goal in them?
It's sort of always the sort of same thing with Northern Ireland, in that you're sort of always hoping for a set piece, or we don't usually tend to carve teams open, but I wouldn't have ruled it out. I thought, you know, out of the two sides, we had quite a good go at the Welsh. There was a couple of moments where Jamie Ward managed to break down the right-hand side. I thought he played well. Stuart Dallas again, I thought he had a great game. You know, he got booked early on, so mentally he would have missed the next game, so that could have played in his head and really got him, knowing that if Northern Ireland had got through, he'd have missed it. But I thought he'd a cracking game, by the way. I never at any stage, it wasn't like when I watched the Germany match, and I sort of felt playing to keep the score down as much as possible, and I actually felt, you know, we could very well get a result out of this. I thought Wales were going to do a lot more. Press us a lot more, and Gareth Bale would have a lot more time on the ball, but I never necessarily felt threatened. I think extra time would have been a fair result on both teams. And seeing what happened then, but okay, fair play to the Welsh, you know, they've had a great tournament, finished top obviously with England in it. And I think in terms of the latter stages of the tournament, they're better equipped to do well. You know, as we've seen against the Russians, had a good counter-attacking side. I think Wales play well when other teams go at them and they're able to counter, and Gareth Bale has room. Whereas Northern Ireland, we're the anti-pressing team, and that we sit back and let teams come at us as well. We've been low possession out of everyone still left in the tournament at the latter stages. So in many ways, that worked against the Welsh because they didn't really do much on the ball. But I think 1-0 at the end of the day, we're going to be very proud of that result. And, you know, fingers crossed, the boys go home with their heads held high.
Well, yeah, I think there's no reason not to really. Are you surprised at how far Northern Ireland went? Because, again, it was their first ever time being at the Euros. To get to the final 16, not bad on a first attempt, is it?
Not bad at all. And considering the teams, you know, we came up against, the fact that we only conceded, you know, three goals in the tournament, I think was astonishing. You know, the world champions, Germany, looked great last night against Slovakia. Obviously got themselves quite a few goals. And I think for Northern Ireland to, you know, hold their own in that group, a great result against the Ukrainians, 2-0, and make it to the latter stages, it'll certainly be talked about for years to come at home.
Yeah.
And the fans and all have had such a cracking time as well. And a lot of my friends and family stuff that went out to France to see it just said it was an experience of the lifetime. So it's sort of like a kick in the teeth for me, because I just couldn't, couldn't negotiate any time off work to manage to get myself out there. So, no, I think it was it'll be remembered for years to come. Like, and I think the Northern Irish fans will certainly take it with them throughout their lives. We'll see how we get on. We've got Germany in our World Cup qualifying group, so the Germans again in no time.
Well, this is the thing, I suppose, you know, seeing as how well Northern Ireland did in their games and getting so far as well, I suppose really just losing 1-0 and to an own goal, it's quite a close one really. But I think Michael O'Neill was quite gutted at the fact that it was an own goal that put Northern Ireland out in the end. But certainly the future looks bright. A lot of players, a lot of young players coming through. Who impressed you from the tournament itself?
I think Johnny Evans, like, for me, he's probably been my Northern Irish player of the tournament. In terms of defensive performances, I think he's been right up there with the best of them of the tournament. He's come up against some great wingers. You know, even Gareth Bale the other night didn't really have a sniff. I thought Johnny Evans had another cracking game. And he cancelled out a lot of great players coming down the wings and stuff. And he's necessarily playing technically out of position at left back. But for me, I felt he was our player of the tournament. And obviously, players like Michael McGovern and stuff were able to make a great name for themselves. To be honest, I think all the players can walk away sort of holding their heads high in terms of, you know, they gave a good account of themselves, and we know that they don't necessarily play at the top level, but they were able to hold their own against some of the boys that do. And again, Stephen Davis is obviously a very talented player, very composed in the middle of the park, and he gives us a great outlet in terms of relieving some pressure on the defence. I think this tournament, per Will Gregg, will be remembering it and forgetting it for equal measure.
Yeah, never has a man been spoken of so much and without even kicking a ball. He's done well for himself. Apparently, Eric Cantona had a go at the Will Griggs and Fire song as well.
Yeah, I've seen that on your sport. He's jumping about with his shirt open, going absolutely mental. And I was watching the Ireland France game yesterday, and they were chanting Shane Long's on fire, and I thought, oh God, it's going across all the teams. By the end of the tournament, it will be Thomas Muller's on fire, and every country will be singing it.
Well, this is the thing. I saw the fans certainly have left a lasting impression on European football. Where do you see the team going from now, though? As you said, they're up against Germany in our next qualifying campaign. Do you think Michael O'Neill will stick around? Do you think McGovern will get more first-team action at a new club? How do you see the future for Northern Ireland's football team?
I think it's fairly bright. You know, even the likes of, you know, grassroots football and stuff, Northern Ireland football is really coming on leaps and bounds. And I think that only bodes well for the future. The defence is fairly old, but I think other than that, there's enough youth in the side. They can certainly take their European experience and bring it with them in terms of, you know, big game mentality and stuff and how to handle the pressure. And I think they sort of, you know, through the years, certainly my lifetime, national teams always sort of been like, oh, they'll give it a go, or, you know, whereas now I think there will be an element of, you know, Windsor Park of expectation, which is a good thing. I think, you know, going into these big games, we will know that we'll be able to hold our own. And if, you know, if we were able to qualify for another major tournament, then it would be absolutely manic. I'm not sure how the fans would go down in Russia, but I think that the future is bright. I hope, you know, Michael McGovern manages to get himself a club. He's certainly done well to put himself in the shop window. And I think all the players have held themselves in a positive light. It'll be interesting to see what, you know, Kyle Lafferty does with himself next year. I know there was big talk of him joining Leeds with Stuart Dallas, but I think he needs more game time. Yeah. I think we can sort of push on from here. And fingers crossed, you know, we managed to do all right in the World Cup qualification. Stranger things have happened, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, look, the future's bright, I guess, and it's only up from here, isn't it?
Certainly, you'd like to think so. I remember a number of years back, we went something like 12 games without scoring a goal. So long gone are those days, thankfully. So, I think Northern Irish football certainly sort of popularity in the country, real sense of pride. The football team was sort of picked up for a while in a sense and galvanised the nation and sort of put themselves back on a map. And what was 25th in the world right now, which is absolutely insane. So I think a lot of positives can be taken from this experience. And although we may have went out against the Welsh, I guess, good luck to them and everyone else sort of left in the Euros. But I think Northern Ireland can walk away and say, we gave it a good go. And the fact that we reached knockout football is a great achievement.
Well, Raymond, look, thanks very much for keeping us up to date on your fandom over the last few weeks. And hopefully Northern Ireland will do well in the next tournament. Who do you think is in with a chance of winning the Euros outright?
I'm watching the Italian game at the minute, and they're very good. But again, Belgium looked quite good last night. But I think if I was going to stick my money anywhere, I think I'd go with Germany. I think they looked great last night, so we'll see. And if they only I'd love to see Wales do it, but I fancy them to struggle against Belgium in the next round. But you never know; they beat last time, so fingers crossed. I'd hope. My heart says Wales, but my head says Germany.
Perfect, Raymond. Thanks very much for talking to us. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thanks very much for having me.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of home.
Oh, wait. Now I've forgotten his name at all. He's super famous Irish artist. He does a lot of folk songs and stuff like that.
Oh, Bono? No?
No, but he was in the Eurovision. I think he won as well.
Oh, yes, Johnny Logan.
Yeah, Johnny Logan.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure he's our most famous artist, but he's big in Sweden.
Yeah, that's basically the only Irish artist I know.
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show, What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.